to the Wayne Scherer Show, where it's all about being your destiny. I'm world-renowned international speaker Wayne Scherer, author and entrepreneur, and I'm going to share with you today, I don't know if they're secrets, but I'm going to share with you something that's going to make you squirm. You know, I get a lot of suggestions, and I hope I'll get yours as to what you'd like to hear on your show, on this show coming up, and you can submit those to WayneScherer.com/support. There's a ticket choice there for pod show recommendation. So please go ahead and submit those. But I get emails and things and saying, why don't you talk about this, that, and the other thing, whatever. And a couple of emails talked about, just daily life and how they reflect people's ways to succeed. So I was thinking, yeah, there's some pretty wacky things that a lot of people do. And hopefully you're not one of them is doing this, but I think back as when I first started, I had to work. I was working, effectively two full-time jobs. I was working to keep income coming in so I could build my business, and then working pretty much all night long and all weekend long to build the business. And I live in Washington, D.C. There's a metro system here. And a lot of the people in the metro reflected to me just what some of this input suggested to me, why people are where they are and they don't go anywhere. And it's reflected in what they do just in their normal tasks, in normal existence in society. Now, So here are some of the things that always bothered me, and I actually try to analyze them, how they can actually get along in life doing these things. When I go down to the metro, particularly during rush hour, they kind of have this this rule here. If it's it's not really a rule, but it's, I don't know what you would call it. It's just the way it's supposed to be done. It's the courtesy. The escalators have the metro, the subway system, or if you're like over in England, the tubes. It has, courtesy on the escalators is that you stand to the right, you walk to the left. So that those people that don't understand that escalators weren't actually built for you just to stand there, they were actually built to make it so you can get up and down stairs faster, but you're actually allowed to move your feet to do so. There's a lot of people that know that that's true. And so on the DC metro system here, the common courtesy is if you're going to walk and continue walking on the escalator, you do that to the left. And if you're going to stand there like a rock, then do so on the right. Now, I'm not picking on anybody that's handicapped. That's not who I'm talking about here, so don't get oversensitive. Don't go attacking me as if, what about the people who just can't? I'm not talking about them. You know who I'm talking about. You know exactly who I'm talking about. I'm talking about the perfectly able people that just stand there, okay? Now, I don't mind them just standing there if they can follow the etiquette, but this is kind of falls into how they handle their whole life. They know the etiquette. They know the courtesy, yet they will stand and block the entire escalator so nobody else can get by, as if, well, I don't know why everybody else has to be going so fast, and I don't need to, so therefore you're not going to, right? That's the self-centered world. If I don't have to, then therefore you don't have to, right? They do that. People do that everywhere. And so that's one of the things, used to bug me like crazy. I'm trying to get to work, I want to get on the next train, not wait for the one after it. And so I'm not going to stand there on a slow moving escalator and block everybody else if I want to stand there. And I myself, I'm not one of the ones that wants to stand there. I'm the one of the ones who want to keep walking. So I do. But it's reflective completely of how those individuals do just about everything. Everything revolves around them. You know, another place where that this is on the Metro too. Yeah, you watch this. I used to get on and just watch people do this stuff, pretend. You know, they make believe that they don't see anybody doing anything. They're the big fakers, okay? They fake their way through lives. So they even do it sitting on the Metro. On the Metro during rush hour, it is very crowded. But there are clowns, yes, clowns, that's the nice way of describing you, that sit down on the seats and they put their bags on the seat next to them. Not on the floor between their legs, not in their lap, but on the seat next to them. And then they will do a number of things. They will pretend they are asleep. You know they're damn well they're not asleep. They will pick up a newspaper and hold it in front of them to pretend they can't see you, but they damn well can see you. Yes, you can. We know you can. Don't even try to fake me out. There's any number of things they will do to pretend they don't see all the people around them that might actually want to sit on a seat that was made to be sat on versus made to put their bag on that doesn't need a seat. but they're doing it on purpose. They want the whole row. They want the seats are, I admit they're tight, but they want it all to themselves. They don't care that anybody else might want to sit down, that other people may actually need to sit down, that some people are actually in pain standing up. They don't care about that. They want to force you to ask them to move their bag. Then you get two responses. They look up as, oh, I didn't see you there. Okay, so you're on a train that's packed full of people and you didn't see anybody there. I'm not believing that. Or they do... They do the other thing. The other thing is they get mad that you, how dare you ask them. They pick up they move their bag like, how dare you move? How dare you ask to sit down in this seat? That's where my bag is. So they're reflective of how they lead their life and why they are not entrepreneurs, because once again, everything is about them. There's nothing else going on in this world except for them. All that matters to them is them. And whether they provide a service to anybody anywhere doesn't really matter. They just want to get to work, get their paycheck, and come home. Well, most of you are not, maybe some of you are trying to make a transition, and maybe you're thinking, well, I was doing that, but you probably don't want to be doing that anymore. You want to see the world from maybe just a little bit bigger, a little bit brighter perspective where you can actually add value to it and get paid for adding that value. That's what being your own boss is all about. And when you go and you sit down on, you know, when you walk down the Metro, if you want to stand there, you do it correctly. You stand on the right. If you want to move, you walk on the left. If you get inside the car, you do that. You don't put your bag on the seat so nobody else can sit there and then pretend you don't see anybody. You leave the seat open and you welcome people to sit there because that's what the seat's for. And that's the only common courtesy that makes any sense whatsoever, right? Now, I remember when I was a kid, on the news, they used to do these, on the local news, they used to do these public opinion things, which they don't do anymore because they're so afraid of being political correct that they might offend somebody that they won't even do these things. You used to see the local news commentator back in the 1960s get on there with the evening opinion, and they would actually comment about stuff like this, and because it got attention, and it was true. Yeah, but they won't do that anymore. They're cowards on the news now. Yes, if you're a newsman, you're a coward. And that's reflective of them not being willing to report on society because they're afraid somebody will accuse them of something and they don't want to be accused of anything. Good Lord, don't get accused of anything. That's crazy, right? That's another way people approach things in life that I watch it represents people that could never be an entrepreneur, right? They're not willing to disagree with folks. They're afraid to disagree with somebody. So everything they say in some way is couched in so that they won't sound like they're disagreeing. So they sound like they're agreeing, or they're not disagreeing too much that they might be offended. Well, you know, if I don't agree with you, I'm going to tell you I don't agree. And if that offends you, well, then maybe you need to find a world where everybody agrees with you. I'll tell you it doesn't exist. So why you keep looking for it, or why you pretend to be in it, I don't know. Well, that's like making your life very, very difficult. And of course, if you're not willing to take a stance, you can't lead anybody in business, because you have to have some principles and you have to be able to stand by them. You know, what's a recent example in the U.S. was Chick-fil-A. See, we're going to go out on a limb here. I'm going to get attacked and beat up and thrown in jail and a whole deal and called a hate monger. But Chick-fil-A believes in the standard definition of marriage, and so do I. For all of recorded history, all civilizations on planet, the word being married means a union between a man and a woman. Okay? Now, I'm not saying that there shouldn't be some sort of legal union for others. I think there should. It just shouldn't be called marriage. Why should the word be redefined for them? But the family that owns Chick-fil-A happens to be a Christian family that believes marriage is between a man and a woman. And they have the right to believe that, just like the people who don't believe that have the right to not believe that. Okay? And so what if the small minority that actually is thinks that that's horrible for them to believe something different than them do? They actually tried to stage a protest against them. They tried to get people not to go there. And all this sort of stuff. And all of that failed. In fact, the people that supported them for taking a stance, a positive stance for what they believed in, which is not something, they didn't believe in something evil. They believed marriage was between a man and a woman. That's not something evil. Anybody who tries to twist that into something evil is a kook. So they stood there and they took their stance, and they found out that people stood behind them for their stance. In fact, hardly anybody participated in the protest against them, but the people that were for them, they came out in force. And the news media, being the cowards that they are, they barely even made notice of all the people that came and showed up for support Chick-fil-A Day. All right, it sounds kind of silly, doesn't it? But that's one example of why the news media is cowards, because the politically correct thing to do is to say that you support marriage being a union between anybody, and which it isn't. It's been defined for over 3,000 years as something else. So in my mind, it will never be defined as anything but a union of a man and a woman. And anybody else, they can have a legal union so that they can get the same tax breaks and all that. That's fine with me. But it isn't a marriage. That's not what it is. It's something else. It's not, you can't just change the meaning of a word, right? So it's, instantaneously, all society suddenly, because 5% of the world wants to have this, that the other 95% of the world should change what they're doing. How selfish can you be? Those people could never be entrepreneurs because they're so selfish, so self-centered, that they want such a small piece of the pie to be accepted by 95% of the rest of the people as being the way to be. Now, So they don't work in business. They can't be business people. They have to change or open their point of view, because here's why this is true. Because in business, you have to give people what they want and not what you want. And most of the time, what you want, you have a lot of wants. I have a lot of wants that are different than most of the people. I also have a lot of wants that are the same as most of the people. and probably most of my wants are very similar to what most people want. But I'm not special. I certainly have unique wants that only small groups of people agree with, and that's fine. I don't go around trying to shove it down everybody else's throat or be a coward about it, okay? I just spew it out and tell you the way it is. And if you disagree, you disagree, right? So that's society. You know, people that are unwilling to take a stance, they end up, they're silly, actually. So, yeah, news media is cowards. You know, these people that do these crazy things on the metro, they're ridiculous. You know, who else representative of this? Well, think about it. Drive around a major metropolitan area in semi-busy traffic, not yet the completely stalled traffic, but the semi-busy traffic, and watch the people that get out. You know, the courtesy in the U.S., you know, we drive, we stay to the right, we drive on the right, right? Not on the left. So the people who are going slow are supposed to be in the right lane, and the faster you drive, you should be in the left lane. That is the courtesy of the highway. But some people don't care about the courtesy. They think they're just going to drive in any lane they want, and it's not their problem if other people have to go faster. Not that they have to, but they want to. And if they want to, they want to. And, you know, when you're driving, it's not your job to try to control how fast other people go because you don't want to go that fast. But there's undoubtedly people that just don't care what other people are doing on the highway. They drive like they're the only person on the highway. You ever watch them? You ever get behind them? They're not paying attention to any of the cars. They never look in their rearview mirrors. They are playing with the radio. They're talking on the phone. They're a lady. They're going through their purse. If they're a guy, gosh, you only know what they're doing, lighting cigarettes and, you know, burping and laughing at themselves or something like that. I don't know. But they're driving as if they're the only ones on the road. They don't read any road sign, even though the road signs tell you exactly where to go. So they almost miss all their exits. They cut across the entire highway like there's no other car out there. And they wonder why they're the ones who have accidents. It's like, do you think that they are good entrepreneurs? I'm not saying that not everybody has their moment when they just don't do well on a particular day at a particular moment. But you know, there are people out there who drive like that day in and day out. And I assure you, they will never be an entrepreneur because they are not paying attention to what anybody else in the world is doing. They actually drive down the highway like they own it, like they're the only ones there, and there's nobody else around. All right, so does that sound like a rant? Well, it's not really a rant. I mean, I hope I've made the point that, you know, there's a lot of stupid stuff going on in society. And the people that become successful in life are not the ones that are doing these things. They're the ones that can sit back and observe the world and see what the world wants and then deliver to them the services and the products they want, and truly help people have a better life and live life better and be better people. And, you know, another person can only be as good a person as they want to be, but you could certainly provide the services when they want them, that they're available. And if you know what they want because you're somebody who pays attention to what's going on in the world, to what's happening around you, to what's important, to what's truly important to people, and even, you know, politicians don't even know what's truly important to people. But we can go on that on another, that's another rant for another day. But if you can stay awake and stay aware and be tuned to the bigger world around you, then you can quickly identify how you're going to serve people the best, provide them the best customer service, provide them the best products they need, be the best entrepreneur possible, and be a person of real value, because that's what it's all about. I add my value not because I disagree with you on some things. my value comes not from what I disagree on, but from what I can provide that's of value to you. And if you won't, if I stood here and said I thought outright murdering for any reason is okay, I think you would probably, I would not be a person you would want to associate with because you would be afraid of me. But I'm not talking about that kind of disagreement, okay? we're talking about, you know, basic things in life and basic opinions about politics or religion, not about being violently murderous people who do devious things to people all the time and thinking that's okay. Okay, we're not talking about that. But the point is, you can disagree with me, but as long as I'm not doing something as a matter of my way of life that is outrageously disgusting use of society, then my service is of high value to you, and the same goes for you. Your service is of high value to others because you embrace the rest of the world, even those you disagree with. So that's it for this time. That's the Wayne Share Show this time around. If you want to join my team, become part of my business team and health and building business entrepreneurs, go to WayneShare.com/go/fit. Join the team. Your business will be built for you completely. If you don't have the time to market or do anything else, I'll start having your customers coming to you automatically on autopilot. All you have to do is sign up and become an Elite Syndicate member. That's it. I'll see you on the next Wayne Share Show. Let's continue being your destiny.